Welcome to The Next Gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Richard Redding of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Richard was the company's lead researcher on a recent article the Institute published examining red light camera enforcement. More and more counties, municipalities, and other government entities are using cameras at traffic intersections as a way to mitigate the dangers of our roadways by photographing drivers who speed through red lights. The camera takes a photograph of the driver's vehicle and license plate and sends the vehicle owner a traffic ticket. And the camera doesn't lie. Richard, welcome to the program. First of all, give our community who may not know who the Insurance Institute is some background on the organization.
Sure. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is a nonprofit scientific research organization that is funded to identify ways to reduce the harm that occurs every day on our roadways through crashes, injuries, fatalities, property damage, much of which is avoidable and could be mitigated through safety improvements like automated enforcement.
And there is a consortium of insurance companies that actually make up the Institute, is that correct?
That's right. Our funding comes from automobile insurance companies.
Well, as mentioned in the intro, you were the lead researcher in a study of red light camera enforcement. Tell us about that study and what did you discover?
Well, there have been numerous studies conducted to date of red light camera enforcement. The use of this technology is not new. It's been around for decades. It's fairly new in the U.S., though. 10 years ago, there were only two cities using red light cameras, New York and San Francisco. Today, there are well over 200. The technology is sound. It's well established. It identifies vehicles that enter the intersection on red, and we know that drivers who run red lights cause a very significant amount of harm on our roadways. There are about 800 to 900 deaths each year and thousands of injuries and crashes caused by red light running. So this technology addresses a very significant problem at U.S. intersections. What this particular study did, as previous studies have done, is document the effect of red light camera enforcement on driver behavior, on violation rates. Are drivers less likely to run red lights in the presence of this type of enforcement? One difference between this study and previous studies is that we looked at a two-stage approach in which first yellow signal timing was increased by about a second because some indications are that yellow timing at intersections may or may not be one way to reduce red light running. We know from previous studies as well that yellow timing is important and by itself it can provide some benefit. But what has not been addressed specifically is whether red light camera enforcement following the extension of yellow signal provides a further benefit. So in other words, we have a red light running problem. Can it be reduced or addressed through longer yellow signals? The answer is yes, yellow timing is important. Having done that, can the use of red light cameras further improve intersection safety? And the answer clearly from this study is yes. We saw over 90% reduction in red light running rates after red light cameras were installed, even with longer yellow signal timing in place.
And you used a specific example in a Philadelphia neighborhood, I believe, on Roosevelt Boulevard, I believe.
Roosevelt Boulevard, which is a major arterial through Philadelphia, is a wide roadway with service road, main roads, and wide crossing distances. In fact, the two intersections where we conducted the study were identified as among the highest crash locations anywhere in the United States in a study issued a couple years ago by State Farm Insurance Company. Hundreds of crashes that occur there are very problematic and costly. We're looking for ways to reduce them. It's hard to argue that achieving high levels of driver compliance with traffic safety laws is a bad idea. In fact, we think it's a very good idea to encourage compliance with speed limits and red light and other laws.
I can speak to it myself. I live in the Los Angeles area, and driving to work, there was a red light camera enforcement instituted up on Sunset Boulevard, and it certainly made me think twice about trying to catch a yellow light or something like that.
Right, and one other thing I wanted to point out in Philadelphia and many other cities is that these cameras are not designed to be revenue-generating devices.
I wanted to speak to that. People may be concerned that this is just another example of Big Brother is watching, or, like you say, a revenue-generating technique.
You know, in terms of revenue, there's no question that there's a connection between violations being caught on camera and fines being paid by drivers, or vehicle owners in this case, who are culpable and guilty of breaking traffic laws. And we have a long tradition in this country, a long history of drivers and vehicle owners paying fines for various infractions, whether they be parking violations, moving violations, and so on. So the concept of charging vehicle owners or drivers for breaking traffic laws is not new. In this case, it's simply a different way of going about that.
I think what is one interesting point to point out, though, is that after the institution of these cameras, the infraction level actually decreased almost 80%. So
it decreased dramatically. And there are two important points here. One is efforts were made in Philadelphia and in other cities to deter violations in the first place. These cameras are out in the open. These are not hidden cameras. These devices are fairly large. They're obvious to the human eye. They can be seen well in advance, and there are signs, bright yellow signs, conspicuously posted at every approach that say that there's a traffic signal camera head. The signs say red light photo in force with the big picture of a traffic signal on there, and they're bright yellow, and there are multiple signs on all the approaches. So it's hard to argue that these cameras are put out there to raise revenue, because quite frankly, all drivers need to do is stop on red, and there won't be a penny raised.
Well, and the thing is, once you are aware as well, after several times of going through the intersection, that there is a red light camera there, you're certainly going to become aware of it and not take that risk of running the red.
Right, and the other thing to keep in mind is that drivers who run red lights and cause collisions impose a very large cost on other drivers and on government agencies.
Well, and not just drivers as well, and that was what was pretty alarming to me, is the statistics that you mentioned about 800 crash deaths per year, and who is actually killed. It's not just drivers.
Right. They're occupants, passengers of other vehicles, and pedestrians as well. So red light running is a costly traffic violation. It kills and injures people. And, you know, this notion of putting out cameras to enforce traffic laws is not accepted with everybody. There's about 10% of the public, 10% of drivers, that strongly oppose the use of red light cameras. We hear a lot from those folks. The 80% or so of drivers that favor the use of photo enforcement tend to be what you might call the silent majority. 75 to 80% of drivers favor the use of technology. They think it's sensible, and they support its use. The revenue argument, Big Brother, and these other extraneous arguments do come up in debates and arguments raised by opponents of red light cameras. But you know, the fact is the vast majority of the public supports red light cameras and thinks they're fair and sensible.
And it's more about safety as opposed to Big Brother watching every move or generating revenue.
Well, Big Brother isn't watching every move. In fact, cameras, the way they're designed, don't see anything unless there's a traffic infraction, unlike surveillance cameras that you encounter anytime you walk into a U.S. post office. Now, guess what? You're on tape. You're being filmed when you walk into government buildings, when you go through a security checkpoint at the airport, you're being videotaped, whether you've done anything wrong or not. We've come to accept that type of data collection and surveillance in the name of public safety, for the goal of making roads safer, airports safer, and so on. Surveillance is widely used, and it's accepted as being a standard. The use of cameras at intersections is no different from that. In fact, it's less intrusive, but opponents of photo enforcement who don't like the concept of strict traffic enforcement raise this privacy issue as sort of a distraction from their real objection.
And I think it comes back to the conception that a driver's license is a right, and it's not. It's actually a privilege that's granted to you by a government entity.
That's right. And driving on public roadways is not only a privilege, but it's an act that carries with it no expectation of privacy, that a vehicle being driven on a public highway that's taxpayer-funded is not a location where drivers have any expectation of privacy.
But there's also a responsibility as well that the driver is expected to operate in a safe manner.
Right. So the privacy argument, while it might carry some weight in political debate or, you know, in terms of rhetoric, courts have ruled repeatedly that there's no expectation of privacy, and red light camera enforcement does not violate constitutional provisions in that regard.
And you had mentioned earlier the increase in the use of these cameras. It is quite significant, wouldn't you say, in the last 10 years?
Well, yes. There are, right now, over 200 communities. At last count, about 220 communities in the U.S. that use red light cameras. 10 years ago, there were two. 11 years ago, there was one. So this has been a growth industry, and we're not part of that industry. We're a highway safety organization, and we monitor the effects and impacts of various approaches such as this to mitigate harm on the roadways. When technology such as this provides a benefit in terms of violation reductions, injury reductions, we think its proliferation can only help to improve the lives of motorists and pedestrians.
And where can we find a list of those 220-some-odd communities and more information or a copy of this study?
Right on our website, which is www.iihs.org.
And your final thoughts on the release of the study and the goal of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety?
Well, our goal continues to be to identify ways to reduce harm on the roadways. Technology plays an important role. We're seeing more applications for technology, whether it involves enforcement, whether it involves devices in vehicles themselves that help to correct unsafe driving situations in which drivers find themselves. The traffic signal system is becoming increasingly complex. So we are continuously looking out for ways to identify effective countermeasures to reduce harm on the roadways. Automated enforcement is clearly among the more effective ways to help reduce the death and injury toll in this country.
Richard Redding, lead researcher for the recent article examining red light camera enforcement for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
Come back anytime. For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.